It was exactly 1 year ago that Pope Benedict XVI made history with the announcement of his resignation from the papacy. For more than 20 years leading up to his election to the office in 2005, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger served as the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. One of the officials working for the CDF at that time was Monsignor John Kennedy. He shared with Vatican Radio's Anne Schneibel his experience of working with the former pope.
Do you know, if I'm honest with you, part of me still hasn't got over the fact that Pope Benedict stood down a year ago. I remember exactly where I was. I was in the north of Italy. My brother phoned me and said, "Have you switched on the television or have you like checked your emails?" And I said, "No." He said, "What's happening?" He said, "Well," he said, "the kind of the biggest news you could ever imagine." So I said, "Well, what is it?" He says, "Pope Benedict is stepping down and he's due to leave the Petrine ministry on the 28th of February. And part of me could understand why, knowing the man, having worked with him for over 4 years at the CDF, having known him since 1998, and knowing that he would always want the Petrine ministry to be the most effective, to be the fullest, to be occupied by a person who could give complete energy to it. And at the same time, there's been a great sadness because of the personal connection that he and, in fact, all of the officials, because very often he referred to us as his family. And I'll never forget the time when he was elected Pope. He came back the very next morning at 9 o'clock back to the CDF and really gave us the first audience, the first opportunity to see him as Pope. So it's like losing a family member. And the strangest thing about the whole thing is that he didn't go in the usual way that popes go. He's gone from the Petrine ministry, and true to his word, he hasn't made public appearances since then. But at the same time, he's not completely gone. So he's there in the background. So I'm still getting over it, really.
Who was Pope Benedict as you knew him?
If you could say quite simply that Pope Benedict was pretty much the opposite of what everybody really did think about him on a superficial level. Those who got to know him, who had access to him, who had opportunities to meet him, knew him to be a very, very different man. On one side, you have those who say, "Oh, he's German, he's cold, he's unfeeling, he's disconnected." Anybody who ever met him once would just shatter all of those illusions and say, actually, he was really kind. He was gentle, warm, interested, intelligent, had a wonderful memory for names and faces and details. He'd be able to remember things about you that you would have said to him a long, long time before. A very open man, very hospitable, a fantastic ability to be able to summarize and condense the most complicated things and to reassume them in some ways in a very small few words. A very warm man. My mother turned 60 10 years ago, so if she hears this, everybody knows what age she is now, but he gave her an opportunity of 15-20 minutes to meet him at the end of the working day in his private office. So the two of them sat on the sofa. I have photographs at home to prove it, and he gave her time to chat, and they were just like friends. So that just gives you some insight into the man who is what people say that he wasn't.
If you had the opportunity to speak with Pope Benedict today, what would you say to him?
I'm not sure if he listens to the English version of the radio programs, but I think to assure him of our prayers and good wishes, most of us still have a photograph of him in our offices. So he's kind of looking down upon us. I'd like to thank him for his great dedication to the church. His homilies, for example, at the Teutonic College in the morning when he used to go there on Thursdays to celebrate Mass for German pilgrims, were inspiration. He seemed to be able to capture all sorts of elements from readings, council teaching, quotations from popes and saints, and to be able to give us distilled, beautiful spiritual riches to carry us through our day. His catechesis on a Wednesday, his Angelus messages on Sunday, his warmth and I suppose his friendship have been very inspirational and something you can never forget. So I just hope that people would maybe look into his gesture of humility by stepping down, which this gesture has opened for us the enormous possibilities that have been seen in Pope Francis, and would possibly see Pope Francis and Pope Benedict as really two sides of the one coin. And as they listen and see and are marvelling at the beautiful gestures of Pope Francis, that they might be inspired to go back and read maybe some of the wonderful works that Pope Benedict has produced, so that they can actually see both as being complementary.